Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bell Star,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers Health, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things education related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Happy New Year!
Good morning, Bell Star.
Happy New Year. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
January 8th, 2014. Can you believe it?
It's been a long year, but we got over it.
Well, it's weed year. Yay for marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. It's awesome. It's the year. There are states just doing backflips to get regulated, legalized, organized.
It's the new pink.
Green
or the new black.
Green is the new black. Green is the new black.
Yeah.
Yes, green is the new black. I love it. Cannabis Kid, you're rocking it already this new year.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I surprised myself.
Me too. Yeah, sometimes early in the morning. Well, welcome. We have a really wonderful show. First live show of the new year.
Yes.
We have
welcome back,
John
everyone.
Gettle from AZ for Normal. Yes, welcome and welcome back. And we had 2 weeks of really crazy, wild holiday shows that happened.
The New Year's one, I think, was probably the craziest.
You think so? You weren't even there. Just kidding. All right. Well, what is going on? I've printed out some news before we get to our awesome interview this morning. You know what? Tumbleweeds Health Center, thank you for hosting this fabulous show. They have $65 recertifications. So everyone should come down who's already been through this program, hoo-ha, a million and one times. It'll be your third time. We've got third timers coming in now to get certified, which is fantastic. So for $65,
that's
get
really
recertified.
Really, really good.
It's a really good deal. Come down. $85 regular certification.
Would they have had to come here before?
No.
Okay. So
this
is just...
They can be new recertifications.
That's awesome.
Yes. I think so. So come on down and get recertified. Support this program. It's a start to, you know, our country's end of this cannabis prohibition. Everyone's doing their own thing until our government says, okay, this is what you do. And it's like without
alcohol. And it sounds like they're working on it.
It does sound like they're working
on
it.
They're trying to get a plan into place. And
somebody said, a patient came in and said that there was a notice from the federal government to the VA hospitals around the country that they cannot not see a vet if they're on medical marijuana, meaning vets can use medical marijuana and feel safe also going to the VA.
Wow.
Isn't because there are so
awesome.
Many veterans that would come and say, you know what, I need this, I really need this, but I'm so scared all my benefits are going to be taken because the VA federal.
Right.
But now...
Well, it's a lot of the same ways with a lot of those federal organizations that are funded by federal dollars. And so when these things are happening and they're happening with their patients, I mean, this is the same way some of the AIDS service organizations around the United States are working right now. They know that... medical cannabis is good for HIV.
Yes, they do.
They know it, but
yeah,
they're like in a rock and a hard place where they really can't say yes, it's good because then they're saying
their funding.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Go back to funding. But hopefully
it's great that these new laws are happening.
Yes.
And they're being put into place to start helping the patient.
It is. It's awesome. And Illinois, New York, they're
Florida.
All over Florida. There's a whole.
Well, and then we had the Alabama Marijuana Coalition on.
Yes.
And they are putting all of their stuff actually into place.
New York Cannabis Alliance will be on next week to talk about what's going on in New York right now.
Great.
Yeah. So right now, we would like to welcome John Gettle from AZ for Normal. Thank you, John,
welcome,
for coming.
John.
This is John's third or fourth or 100th time here.
Thank you so
we
much.
We love having you
having
here.
Me.
Thank you for
great
coming.
Great to be here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, for those of you who don't know you, John, our wonderful John here, tell us about you, tell us about Normal, how you fit in, and what's happening, what is going on.
Well, great. Again, thank you so much for having me this beautiful morning here in Tucson. I am have lived in Tucson most all my life and became president of the local Normal chapter. So this is Normal based in Southern Arizona. It's had the name Arizona for Normal for many, many years. Since the mid-1980s, Arizona for Normal was formed as a statewide Normal chapter. They worked on hemp and some of the early medical marijuana. As some of your listeners may know, Arizona has passed medical marijuana three times in our history.
Three's a charm.
Yeah, so this last one stuck, but the first two did not.
Yeah.
But Arizona for Normal and the people that founded it worked on those early campaigns. So I became president of the chapter, and we've stayed really busy getting out there and getting the message out.
What does Normal stand for? I can never get those letters.
Sure. Normal is a national organization to reform marijuana laws.
Awesome.
And it's been around since the 70s.
Wow.
And working on marijuana issues across the country. There's over 100 chapters around the country and some chapters internationally. We recently helped a young man from the state of Sonora in Mexico.
Wow.
To start a Normal chapter.
Oh,
there.
So, awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love hearing things about this.
Uruguay.
It makes you feel good that things are happening and you're not the only one. That there's other people out there, that like-minded people that know that this plant, you know.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's valuable.
Sonora, that's awesome.
Wow, that's really amazing. Well, we know the past president wanted to reform it as well, so.
That's right. The past president of Mexico wanted to reform it, and in fact, they decriminalized small amounts of all drugs in Mexico to lower the prison population and to reduce harm. And so it's good that they're following through with medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana as well.
Yeah, their new president is doing some really great things down there. You're going to start seeing some things kind of south of the border.
Do you think it'll help with crime?
I do think it'll help with crime in Mexico and on this side of the border as well. The more that we can do to bring marijuana into the light and away from the criminal element, where we can tax it, it'll provide jobs, ancillary businesses to support all this will be created. Landlords will get their vacant buildings rented. Mm-hmm. And there's so many places where this impacts your community positively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many times people don't see all those positives that come out of it. It's, it's not just a marijuana shop. There's a lot of things that go to support that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and go into creating that. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. Jobs are, something this country needs, and who wouldn't want to pay back our own debt, right?
Absolutely.
And it's not like, people go, or they say, people that use cannabis think it's going to be the end-all, be-all and save everybody. No, it might not, but it's going to help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And why not have another option out there that's going to help a lot?
Right.
Like, that just makes sense.
Options are good and people
We're not saying it's perfect, though. We like to think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to say, nothing is, no one is. But we like to have a really good option out there that is good for the environment, good for our bodies, good for self-esteem. Think about all the people who cultivate, who can in different states that can, and even here in Arizona, who start out as a hobby and realize, you know what, this really helps them mentally, physically, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it creates a lot for the world, I'll say that.
It really does.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're also helping a young man form an SSDP chapter at the U of A, so Sensible Students for Drug Policy.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Forming a chapter at the U of A. He's got his sponsor in order to be a organization at the U of A. You've got to have a faculty sponsor.
Awesome.
And so he has that, and we're going to start having meetings down there and really get the students involved.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to the time we can have a marijuana information tent right there on the mall AT&T and Gillette Shave Cream will be right there.
That's right.
They do have a lot of events down there, and getting it out and educating students is probably one of the best things because you're starting right there with them.
And let's get them on the radio.
Yeah.
We've had them on a couple different times with a couple different students, but not one
but
from
Tucson.
UA.
Yeah,
so,
Tucson,
yeah,
Arizona
that's going to be fantastic. Absolutely
fabulous.
That.
Trevor's his name. I'll get you in.
All right.
Touch.
Trevor, look out. You're on radio soon. He's like,
Just talking about how Tucson, Arizona is just embracing it. I mean, do you see that more and more?
I really do. As many of us know, Tucson overwhelmingly supported Prop 203, which is our medical marijuana law. Tucson has really been in the forefront of moving cannabis issues forward. Unfortunately, our politicians have been a step behind the curve, and I think we see that all across the country. But we're pushing them, and like you said, Cannabis Kid, we've got we see it when we do our events and when we're reaching out to the public that people are embracing this more and more. They're hearing about how marijuana has helped people with different illnesses, and they themselves have an illness or their family member, their parent is sick, and how can marijuana possibly help them? So people more and more are hearing those things and wanting to know more, and I think we're seeing it in polls nationwide now.
Gallup polls,
so
all sorts of polls everywhere.
CNN poll recently was 85%. I mean, it's just
that
amazing.
That is really amazing.
Yeah.
It's exciting because you're going, people do want it. How are the age groups at your different events going through? I mean, you said you're not just seeing the young people, but you're seeing...
Yeah.
Have you seen the large retirement community coming out and or stopping by? Do you see senior citizens stopping by and stuff?
Absolutely. More and more. We're seniors in the past, we maybe were afraid to ask about it. They're now asking about it more and more. We're just seeing a wide range of ages concerned about how they can use this valuable medicine in their lives and with their family. So we're excited to talk to people about that and get that information out. We try to do all kinds of events and a wide range of events so that we can get out and just answer questions. How does the medical marijuana law work and why do we need to legalize it? Questions like that. Get out there and answer those.
And where do people find you?
So we are on the internet at azfornormal.org, and we also do events ranging from bands over at the Rialto Theater to KFMA Day, which will be in the spring, a music festival. We do healthcare fairs and Earth Day. The AIDS Walk, the Susan B. Komen Breast Cancer Walk. We try to get out there to any event that has people. We try to get out there and reach them wherever we can. Absolutely.
Are you finding positive support from the community? Do you find people, naysayers out there that, you know?
We do occasionally. As we all know, there's people that are making money off keeping marijuana illegal, and I think
true.
Oftentimes they perceive us as a threat to that.
That's true.
And I think
But what they don't realize...
You're doing a great job.
That, yeah, yeah. You have to say it. You're going to make money another way, people. Let it go.
You can't have everything.
Think outside the box, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Really.
This wasn't yours to begin
with. I'm not saying.
There's a lot of crime out there that needs solving, and property crime. You know, the police in Tucson don't even respond anymore if you have property crime.
You have to tell them you've got a gun involved before they'll show up.
Absolutely. So you got to file a phone report. So instead of helping us with our property crime, they're out there arresting marijuana smokers. I mean, do we see a resource allocation problem?
Every 46 seconds?
I think we'd much rather have them respond to...
What's Arizona for Normal stance on adolescent use? That seems to be the big pushback right now.
Right.
It does, and it's always been, what about the children? You know, it's that old phrase. I think it's, you know, as we all know, the medical marijuana law allows for kids with serious illness to use marijuana with recommendations from two doctors and their parents' approval. But we can have kids huff solvents or glue or binge drink.
Oh, man.
I mean...
Use their parents' medical... prescriptions?
Prescription
drugs,
which
is a big thing.
Caffeine is killing
people.
A lot of people these days.
Yeah, for sure.
It comes back to education.
Right.
It really does.
I think it's more than anything is talking to your children. Just about everything. Getting back to basics.
Having that conversation.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it's not coming from the government, what do we do?
I always try to think about harm reduction.
Absolutely.
How do we reduce the harm of substances? And we know that cannabis, the marijuana, is safer than alcohol and certainly safer than the hard drugs. So how do we reduce the harm when people are going to choose?
I love that you brought up harm reduction. That's just such an important philosophy and model to go by, because it really does work with human beings.
Absolutely.
I mean,
pretty harmless.
It works.
You can overdo it with it. People have sensitivities to it.
Right.
Like I said, it's not. No one's perfect, but you have to understand. Just like with any medication you take, any prescription you take. Any alcohol, any caffeine, you need to know your body first and foremost and what its tolerance level is so that you don't overdo anything you're doing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And this plant can be used in so many different ways.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so it's not just for the smokers that want to use it like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's juicing properties that people can be able to grow it and have it at their fingertips and be able to use it when they want to.
Absolutely. So with the 2014, there's a Democrat that's pushing to legalize.
Yes. I saw that in the legislature here in Arizona.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm very excited. You know, a year or two ago, we had a Republican trying to do the same thing. And, I don't know if that guy is still in office, but if he is, those two need to join together.
Yeah.
As we know, in Arizona, the Republicans are in charge, and unfortunately, that means the Democrats are usually shut out of most everything. But hopefully, he can find a Republican or two to join up with, and they can get it done, because it really would help Arizona. We know all the reasons why it would be beneficial to.
It's a nonpartisan issue.
It is a nonpartisan issue, and it should be a nonpartisan issue. That's exactly right. So we're going to have to continue to press our politicians. I encourage all the listeners to just reach out and call your politician once in a while. Let them know how you feel about this.
That's absolutely right. In fact, here's a question from one of our bloggers, Anita. I can never say that.
Anita
is on the line here. And she wants to know, what percentage of AZ for Normal members are medical marijuana patients? She's got a couple questions here. So there's one. Does your organization have any senators or state representatives that support your initiative? And what's the best way to help sway the public opinion and to get involved?
Wow, this is a great question. Yeah, deep question.
Thinker, deep thinker. She must be on some, like, bubble gum.
So I would say about half of our members are medical cannabis patients, and some of those don't have a card either because of the cost hurdles. In Arizona, it's very expensive, really, overall to get your card. And for people facing a serious illness, that can really be a hurdle because your finances are already depleted fighting the illness. So we've got to work to reduce those costs, and Tumbleweeds is doing a great job of that with the low-cost recertifications we talked about at the beginning of the program.
Thank you, absolutely.
So I urge everyone to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are working on some local initiatives. Measure AZ is a proposal to make marijuana the lowest police priority here in the city.
Yeah,
and
amen.
Got Councilman Paul Cunningham is a supporter and signed on to support our initiative, as well as Karen Ulick.
She's great.
She is wonderful, isn't she?
She really is.
Yeah, doing a great job here in the city. So those two have teamed up to support our initiative. We've got to still work on Steve Kozacek. He hasn't supported the proposal, although he and I have talked about this issue several times. He hasn't come out and supported it, and I'm hoping he will. So just 2 days ago, the mayor asked for us to send over the proposal again.
Wow.
Just out of the blue.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
That's extremely exciting. You'd get a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
You're a president. You're like, we represent. Wow.
The fact that they're thinking about this gives me, gives me hope that they're working on it, and that. But, again, we can't sit idly by. We all have to be engaged, or it's not going
to
happen.
You've got to participate.
Have to be pushed.
You have to participate.
I love how you said that.
It's a real tribute to the work that Arizona for Normal has been doing for years to normalize.
To make it,
Absolutely right. So tell our listeners how, in Tucson and in the world at large, how can they participate?
Well, I think there's several ways, depending on each individual person. Some of us have more money than time. Some of us have more time than money. So
that's
you take
right.
the thing that you have. If you have money, send it to people who can use it.
And
so
skills.
Organization skills as well.
Web developers, accountants, people with skills that you need.
Absolutely. We need all those.
What are some of the things that you guys are seeing out there and that you're needing? More people tabling and talking about cannabis.
We need volunteers.
We need
volunteers for sure to do all these events, as well as events that we have planned in the future. All the things that we just mentioned, accounting services are valuable. People who can reach out and talk to the media and that want to get out there and talk to the media. We need people who can write so we can write articles.
Yes.
We have patients that are experiencing positive things with cannabis. If we could write articles, that there may be media organizations that pick those articles up, and that person could become a published writer. And we can get these things out to the community. So
absolutely.
It's really valuable.
Great.
So we need a whole set of skills. It's not just being in front of the public.
That's
you
right.
might be somebody who's doesn't want to be in front of the public, but maybe you're a good writer. We can use you.
Maybe you have good artistic skills.
Absolutely. Artists.
Maybe you're a grant writer. Hey, any foundations in your pocket? Yes, see, there's all
because that's what you're definitely going to see in these next few years.
People that make business cards, I mean, you name it.
Fundraising.
Bring some of those down. Those make marijuana.
I know,
wine.
I
those
should have.
Fantastic.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll have to get you
some
of those. Yeah, we've got wonderful artists in the community who have made designs, and then we get a set of t-shirts printed on that based on that design. So it's exciting. The artist gets to see their work out there in the community, and and we get a cool new T-shirt. So
Yeah.
Lots of opportunities to participate on all sorts of levels, and that's what we like. We want to be inclusive. We want to get everyone to be able to play a part in changing these laws.
It is changing fast.
Yeah. And you have your meetings every first Saturday.
Second Saturday. Every month. So we've got one coming up this Saturday.
Yay!
Yeah. At the Ward 6 Council offices, which is at Speedway and Country Club. The meeting begins at 3 o'clock. You can find directions at our website, azfornormal.org.
What's the address for the Ward 6?
3202 East 1st Street. So it's one block south of Speedway and one block east of Country Club. Enter at the back door. The building's closed on Saturdays. It can sometimes look very closed.
Yeah.
Come around back and you'll see the cars all piled up back there and everybody coming into the meeting. So, you know, don't worry if the building looks closed out front. We are meeting. We meet second Saturday, rain or shine. It's free and open to the public. So please come out. We're welcoming and friendly, and we'd love to see you for sure.
Well, tell us what a meeting, what happens at one of your meetings.
So the last meeting, we had a great local attorney. His name escapes me right now. I'm going to remember it. Scott Ewing.
That's why tech guy's here.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much. And he was fantastic. He talked about forfeiture abuse in the city and in Pima County,
which is cow, I'm glad you brought that up.
A major, major issue. You know, they have forfeiture funds built into the budget.
They sure
so
do.
That makes them have to. They're counting on that to pay the bills. So that means they have to go after us. And if they don't, their bills don't get paid. So we've got to work to change that.
Mm.
In fact, we had a reporter from Al Jazeera come into town. A national news organization come into town last month to do a story on forfeiture abuse.
Wow.
And interviewed some local patients here. It was pretty exciting to have him around.
That's amazing.
I'm going to let you know when that airs. He said sometime in February. So I'm staying in touch with him, and we're going to be, Tucson's going to be on that program. So.
That's huge. That's a really big issue, and it's a really sad issue because so many patients get in trouble for growing, or whether or not they're doing it the right way, or they're a couple plants over, or whatever. They're taking thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment. And then because they don't charge these patients, or if they do, in the meantime, while their charges are happening, they have actually, quote-unquote, forfeited the confiscated items, which may include their home, cars, you know, medicine, money, and their grow, everything.
Demolishing people's lives.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you don't even have to be charged with a crime at all, and they can seize your stuff.
And that's actually how they do it mostly, is they don't charge you, which means that your stuff's just forfeited. So it's really sad. We've had some very close friends get charged with it, and had their lives totally destroyed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for a couple grams or just...
We've had patients with a... threat where they move to seize their house and then they say, oh, well, pay us $10,000 and we'll drop the seizure of your house. Well, in the meantime, they've stolen all your money. So now you don't have the money to pay to get your house back.
Right.
It's a horrible system.
And they've taken the items inside your home.
Computers and
jewelry.
Valuables.
It's a really sad
thing.
It's
family heirlooms. You never get that. It's horrible.
Yeah, and with that written into, the budgets and probably the job descriptions of the law enforcement agencies out there, there are a lot of...
Forfeiture is big business, and we've got to work to change that. Yeah.
So are prisons.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another issue that's just terrible. I mean, there's an incentive for them to throw marijuana smokers in prison.
Yeah. Every 46 seconds, an arrest is made.
Yeah.
Says marijuana project.
But the Atlantic goes, is it immoral to cage humans for smoking marijuana?
To cage them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Because for so many people, it is a medicine. It makes them feel so much better. Helps them. That study just came out that said cannabis is so much better for patients with multiple sclerosis, MS, than pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have that one in here. Do you go after these organizations? Not go after, but do you present yourself and say, hey, here's our education. Like, we want to educate you guys. You guys are, maybe back from the stuck in the 60s.
Well, I can only
imagine
how going up against someone who thinks they're right with someone who knows. You know, it must be hard. I mean, those front lines.
We do a lot of that speaking to support organizations. So if any of your listeners are out there or with, a MS group or an Alzheimer's group and wants to have a guest speaker, be sure to contact the show, because we have great guest speakers that will come in to one of the monthly meetings and talk to your members and talk to the support community and get the word out there. It's a great way to have a fun guest speaker at your meeting, and we do it all the time. The Neuropathy Association. I just did a guest speaker slot at the Arthritis Association meeting. And so we really try to reach out to those groups and talk to people. I did a dispensary tour with the folks from the Arthritis meeting.
Oh,
so we all met at a local dispensary, and they could see the meds and see how it works. So we're really trying to do things like
when
that.
When you do it in that fashion and you a tour. What a great idea to get people involved and not make it sound like going to each dispensary, but actually marching
them. Yeah, just go to one and show them the experience and how it goes. And
make it less scary.
Yeah, a little hand-holding.
About going into something like that.
Yeah,
they shouldn't.
This culture needs a little hand-holding.
Yeah, for sure. And they shouldn't be afraid. The dispensaries here in Tucson are professionally run. They're welcoming. They shouldn't be afraid of.
If they're not, let us know.
Yeah,
if you have a bad
sure.
experience, let us know. But
please,
you should have
mostly.
A really good experience when you go to these places.
Absolutely.
You know,
well lit,
you
feel
should,
safe.
Yeah, you should feel safe. You should get educated as well when you go in. They all give you a nice packet of information when you go. It might be a little overwhelming. Sit down with a cup of coffee or tea later. But yeah, they'll teach you. They'll help you. And if not, come to Tumbleweed Health Center. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely do that.
Fill you up on some education.
Yep.
Yeah. I've actually had the pleasure of having my parents stay with me over the holidays and
educating
them on cannabis and letting them try out a little bit.
All right.
There you go.
But I think the holding the hand makes people feel more comfortable.
It's important.
This has been such a scary thing for such a long time.
And the stigma behind it is going away, but it's still out there. You know, we get a lot of questions, do you get a lot of, young stoners coming in to get... Actually, no. There are some young kids that come in, but they have legitimate reasons to come in,
And they're asking the right questions when they do get here.
Yeah, and they do ask
and they
the right
take
questions.
It seriously.
And people come for recreational use, but right now our state doesn't, allow for that. You do have to have doctor's diagnosis and supporting documents and medical records.
And I really hope people don't judge a book by the cover when they see medical marijuana patients. Just because somebody looks healthy walking into a medical marijuana dispensary doesn't mean they don't have a serious condition. I think oftentimes people look at somebody and say, well, that person doesn't look sick. Well, that's not for us to say. It's a medical doctor and the patient are the only ones that can determine.
You don't know what their life is when they get home after a day's work,
That's
how they sleep at night.
That's right.
How they don't sleep at night.
Right.
So, it's such a great medical thing that it helps with everything.
Yeah, it really does.
I think another option, if patients don't want to go to a dispensary and want a more personal experience, there are caregivers as well that are available. It can be a really personal way to get medicine and to talk about your illness and what medicines work and have a real personal experience. So,
Very good way to get educated.
For sure. So there's a lot of options for each individual person. It's whatever works for you.
Yeah, and that's a good point. We always tell people to, you know, make sure you find out what does work for you.
Yeah.
One strain over another, just like, you know, sometimes Tylenol works for some people, sometimes Advil does. But when you talk cannabis, sativa indicas and hybrids, and you find out what's good for your body and how much, you know, don't overdo it.
Yeah, keeping that journal and which ones you've tried.
Yeah.
And knowing, you know, the THC level and knowing which cannabinoids you're taking in. It's also the different levels of the cannabinoids that are working with your body. So, I mean, you're working with medicine. So think of it just like that.
It is medicine. Mm-hmm. And know that this program is private, just like when you go to the doctor to get your other prescriptions, your oxycodone or Zoloft or whatever, it's protected under HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
Your doctors have to give you your medical records if you request them, and you don't have to tell them why.
Mm-hmm.
And it's private. People can't just go into a database and look up and see if John Smith is using cannabis for any reason. You can't do it. That's illegal, and there are many great steps that an employer or any figure would have to do to actually find out if another person were using cannabis medically. And they would have to have, you know, a cause for that. They would have to say, well, this person was impaired. You can't just go, I think Susie's smoking pot today. I'm going to look in the database and find out. They can't do it. It's private, people. Just feel secure when you come get your certifications at Tumbleweed. And when you go to the meetings at, you know, AZ for Normal, you're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's an important thing to know. It's private. It's very private. We're not out there, you know, sharing information. It's very, very private. Yeah. You had a question earlier. About the age groups, and there was an article about the health benefits for elderly people. I don't know if you saw this, John. There's an article, I think it's up on Tumbleweed's website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, but it says marijuana has many health benefits and can be very beneficial for elderly people. Arizona is known for its large retirement population and snowbirds visiting in the winter. And good news for them, because they can probably qualify for medical marijuana in Arizona rather easily. Arizona's elderly and snowbirds can obtain a medical marijuana card in Arizona as long as they have a residential address in Arizona and have a qualifying medical condition. Very important. With these two qualifiers, Arizona's elderly can visit a doctor at Tumbleweed Health Center and get certified. And there are a lot of ailments. There's a great video that Robert Platshorn did called Should Grandma Smoke Pot? Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that one of the interviewees says on there, she's 65, 70, she says by the time you're 65 or 70, they have four major diseases.
And usually anywhere from 10 to 20 pills that they take a day.
Yeah. So very, very helpful for the elderly.
And if they can even get off some of them, I mean, it makes a big difference. Quality of life.
We were talking at the before the show about my father. You know, he's got Alzheimer's, and it medical marijuana has been incredibly helpful to him. He engages more after a medical marijuana brownie. About an hour later, he engages more.
Oh,
he can
wow.
remember more. He's just he has a better quality of life. And. And without it, he sits there, he can't formulate thoughts, he can't communicate with us, and with it, he's more engaging, he's happier, he does better. So we've, his doctors have seen it, his caregivers have seen it, it's really been amazing. So if any of your listeners have a parent with Alzheimer's or dementia, I think it's something worth exploring because it really can be beneficial. It's just... I'm amazed at how well it works for my father.
Wow. Is he in an earlier mid-late stage or?
Well, he's really in the middle stages at this point. I mean, forget, he can't drive anymore, of course, and he's in a walker, and he's gotten a lot more frail and. Even remembering to eat, to finish eating his meals, we have to be right there to remind him because he could forget after. Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, John, how old is he?
He is 60. 8. Yeah.
Very young.
So, yeah, not that old for sure. And he was an orthopedic surgeon in town.
Oh, my goodness.
A well-known physician. Yeah,
wow.
So it's just to see his decline has just been very difficult.
Very sorry to hear that. Did it come on slow, or was he a cannabis user before too, or no?
No, he wasn't. He, you know, he saw after my automobile accident, which I've talked about in our previous visits, but he really saw how marijuana helped me through that, through the painful physical therapy that I had to do. So he became a cannabis convert. Pretty early. This was before our medical marijuana law here in Arizona. But so he saw how much it helped me. But he was always somebody who didn't use any. He didn't drink. He didn't use any drugs of any kind, really. And then he had really good assistance covering for him. He's a very smart guy. So I think we missed some of the early onset stuff. He was able to cover a lot of that up. And then only when it got more serious did he wasn't able to cover for it anymore, you know. And, we've got him at home, and he's safe, which we're really glad about. But, you know, it's just improving his quality of life here at the end so we can all enjoy his company and he can enjoy engaging with us. And that's, I love how marijuana has done that.
At what point did he come to cannabis? Did you just present it to him?
Yeah, exactly. Talked to him about it, which I'd always kind of been talking to him about it as a physician. I wanted him to be on board, you know, and so I've always kind of talked to him about it. But he got his medical marijuana card in May of last year and has been using medical marijuana edibles. He doesn't smoke it at all. Okay. Using medical marijuana edibles and tincture, which is marijuana suspended in a solution.
Right.
The solution can be alcoholic or it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So he uses a non-alcoholic based tincture.
Are those non-psychoactive?
No, it's a psychoactive tincture.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we put that in his tea that he drinks throughout the day. So he'll have a medical marijuana slice of banana bread in the morning and then medical marijuana brownie for lunch and then tincture throughout the day. And that keeps him engaged.
Oh, that's excellent.
And just in a much better way. It's amazing.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
the engagement is what everyone thinks, you know, when you get high, you just like sit on the couch and do nothing. But for him, it's just the opposite. He needs it to be active and engaged.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Amazing, amazing story.
Wow, it is amazing. And it's sad with people with anybody that goes through a disease like that, for everybody it's so sad, but for the person, they're so intelligent. Your father's so intelligent, surgeon, you know, come on. And I bet it must be challenging for him to live in that, but thankfully he has a supportive family and a wonderful new plant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think about
stay happy a little bit.
All the people in our community that have a family member that's suffering with this horrible illness and how they might benefit from medical cannabis. And Alzheimer's is an eligible condition to get your medical marijuana card. So please call Tumbleweeds or call me over at Arizona for Normal so we can help you figure out if your family member might benefit from medical marijuana.
And like we were talking earlier, there's so many different ways for this plant to be used.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to smoke it.
You don't have to smoke it. John was talking about tinctures. And,
yeah, that's wonderful.
You know,
and you can get
banana bread.
Non-psychoactive tinctures.
You can,
yeah.
You can get those.
You can.
But yeah, a little slice of banana bread in the morning, a cup of tea during the day. It's a very nice way to do
really
that.
Nice.
Yeah. Makes you feel real good.
You can use the organic vegetable glycerin to make your own tinctures.
Yeah,
I mean, so many different ways that this plant can help you.
Yeah.
If you don't want to.
It's wonderful the science is coming out to show the ways, and there's lots of great videos.
I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and just being in the midst of all this happening, and, you know, they're like, well, how is it doing, you know? And it's like, well, you haven't heard, and it's great because you can educate people at the same time and filling them in as to the timeline of things that are happening that, you know, they might not be aware of because they're not, you know, immersed in some of the stuff that we do. But it really is happening, and it's happening fast.
It's happening really fast.
Yeah, like, and that's why I really enjoy. I mean, John, you definitely are immersed in it.
I've
and instrumental
it.
In
no,
that.
No, thank you guys
yeah.
so much.
No, thank you.
But yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I see it every day almost. It seems like things are improving and getting better. It's been amazing to see the progression of this just with going out to events. I mean, it used to be that we really have to bang down doors to get at events, and now we have places that contact us to be at their functions. So it's pretty amazing how that's all changed, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Now, you had talked about some of the events that you guys are going to be at this next year. What are some of the things that you guys might be rallying for or that are coming up that, you know, could really use a lot of people there, or?
Yeah, for sure. So we've got a 3-day festival in Tucson coming up called the Gem and Jam Festival. GemandJamFestival.com. This is music, art, and workshops February 7th through the 9th. Arizona for Normal will be there as a 3-day event. We're going to need lots of volunteers. You guys know how much it takes to run one of these booths.
Associated with the gym show.
It takes a lot of volunteers.
It is associated with the gym show. Yeah, it takes a lot of volunteers.
A lot of volunteers.
2-3 days is quite an undertaking. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot
of
fun.
You can talk to people about marijuana issues and enjoy the festival.
Yeah.
And just the 2-hour shift, you know, you're not going to be there all day. Just as long as you can stand it, we'd love to have you. So come to the meeting this Saturday so we can get you on the volunteer list.
There you go.
Also, the Tucson Peace Festival. This is a great event. Out at Reed Park, Saturday, February 22nd. 90% of the time, it's a beautiful day. I've been to these the last 10 years, you know. They're amazing events. You get to spend
there.
Tumbleweeds
beautiful
has been there.
Event.
Yeah, we're right on the hill at Reed Park, facing the band shell, and the sun shining, and it's a gorgeous day in February almost all the time. That's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. So those are the next really two big events in February. We've got the 4th Avenue Street Fair, I think, is in March. That's a big one also. So the Gem and Jam Show is for the Tucson Gem Festival. Is part of that. And that's a huge event. We know.
It creeps up on you.
Yeah.
Well, you see them take down the tents every year, and it almost takes them a year to take down the tents, and they got to put them back up again.
Put them back up, yeah.
Dusting off some old, like, prehistoric tooth I got from some cave bear of, like, a million years ago. Really cool.
They do have some amazing stuff there, so that's great.
Yeah.
Now, did the Jim and Mineral Show reach out to you guys to be there?
They did.
That's
great. They said they'd love to have us and come down. So, people from all around the world come to the Gem Show. So it's a great opportunity to reach out to a very diverse community and get the word about. Hopefully people will take some of that information and bring it home with them and start working on it in their neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So. Well, so many of these events draw so many different crowds of people and populations, and you're definitely going to be in the midst of a lot of people that don't know a lot of stuff and are probably interested because I hear about it all the time now.
Yeah.
The news is just...
And now that it's more accepted. More and more people are coming out of the can of closet to...
John, are you seeing the policing around cannabis in Tucson? How is that? Are you hearing...
Well, since the long past, I've been saying... my tagline was that the police are hoping that it goes away and the politicians are trying to change, you know, trying to repeal the law. That's what I've been saying the last two or three years. I think that's starting to change, you know.
Yeah.
More and more we're seeing officers who recognize the value of this. Some of them even have their own family members now or are finding benefit with medical marijuana. So It's veering from officer to officer. We've had a real problem in the past with these task forces. They're police task forces that were set up to combat methamphetamine. So ours is called the Counter-Narcotics Alliance. There's other ones in Arizona with acronyms like that, like Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking, that's up in Prescott, Arizona. These task forces really made it their point to go after marijuana. I think all of us, you know, many of us might support them trying to prevent meth use. Right. I think that's a noble cause, but to take your mission and to now go after medical marijuana patients and their caregivers, I think is a misuse of their order. But it ties back into that forfeiture that we were talking about. This group gets their funding from stuff that they capture and people's lives that they destroy. So it really makes them go out where meth use has dropped and we don't really have that big of a problem with meth anymore. These groups have really moved to not focus on it at all and to go after marijuana. And we've got to have them refocus their mission, or if there's no need for them anymore, reintegrate them back into the police force. And let's focus on community policing and real crime and property crime and
harm reduction. Well, and to go along with that, if you go to azmarijuana.com, there's a great basics of Arizona medical marijuana law. So keep yourself safe.
Yes.
Know the law so they can't come after you. You need to be in compliance. This is a program that not everybody agrees with, but we're lucky to have. So if you're able to grow, grow in compliance. If you have your meds, have them in compliance with how much you're supposed to have, 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks, you know. Don't drive around with it if you don't need to.
Keep it in your trunk, in a locked bag if possible, but at least a bag in your trunk.
To show that you're not driving around using
it. You're being respectful of the laws, and the police are really gonna see that and admire it if you do encounter them. If you've got it in the car and it's open, and they're gonna think you're medicating while driving, and we really want them. Be respectful with this and present a good image. As cannabis smokers, it's up to every one of us to project a good image and to be responsible users and respectful of this. And that's how we change the laws, by showing that we're all...
Don't disregard the law. Change it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Change it, for sure.
Vote. In a good, positive way. Yeah, vote.
Vote. Get out and get registered. We've got an election coming up. And in your community around the country, get registered to vote and be ready to vote for these cannabis initiatives when they come up.
And come into Tumbleweeds and vote for the petition right now to legalize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Safer Arizona is working on legalizing marijuana in 2014. Tumbleweeds has the petitions here. We'll have the petitions at some of our events that we talked about coming up.
That's right.
But let's change. If it's not in 2014, which I hope it is, let's do it in 2016. It needs to be done.
Even if you're not a cannabis smoker or don't want to even use it, but you know that it's working for your grandmother, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, whoever, sign your name and put yourself down there as a backer and a supporter of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're concerned about freedom and tax revenue, you know, and there's a lot of reasons to support this initiative and to support, even if you don't smoke it.
There's jobs.
A lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Jobs,
yeah. Support Arizona.
Yeah, support
Arizona. Absolutely. And we saw in Colorado, as part of their legalized, that they've got industrial hemp now.
Oh, it's amazing.
So, what
they're doing up in Colorado.
Yeah. Many of your listeners know hemp's been illegal to grow in the United States. We've had to import hemp from China for hemp seed and hemp clothing and hemp paper, all these great hemp products.
Hemp everything.
Why can't American farmers grow hemp? It's outrageous.
Well, when they were forced to, just not so long ago, for the wars that we had in World War II, I mean, they've been forced to grow for so long.
And then to pull that valuable crop out from under them and say you can't grow it anymore, it's just ridiculous. And hemp doesn't even have any psychoactive ingredients, so it's not like hemp will get you high, but it does make great products.
The CBD products that are coming out now,
high
CBDs, which are helping out with the epilepsy. And
absolutely.
Well, and did you know that cannabis was used as legal tender from 1631 to the early 1800s?
Was real green.
Yep. And remained a part of the United States pharmacology until 1941.
Yeah.
Quick list of presidents that grew cannabis: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, Andrews Jackson, Zachary Taylor, and Franklin Pierce all grew cannabis.
Pretty awesome.
Wow.
There you go. Your founding forefathers, people. Let's get back to it. Organic. Right, there's one.
There you go.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so what do you think of the dispensaries that have opened up there? 8, 9 in Tucson? Is that right?
Yeah,
8 or 9?
I think so. I think so. Quite a number. And
we've
been
chatting. You've been to a few?
Been to many of them. There's a wide variety of dispensaries, from low-key and casual to very medical-focused, which is great. There's a dispensary for everybody, I think. And
that's great.
That's a good way.
That's what I really like. There's all sorts of different things. We were talking about some of them have prepackaged medicine, which is, you know, they seal it up into the
individual
different weights.
Yeah.
And they let you choose. You might have, if you go in to buy an eighth of medicine, you might have 3 packages to choose from, and you choose prepackaged. Other ones, the bud tender weighs it out right in front of you, so you can see what bud you're getting and maybe say, oh, I like that one. That one's sparkly and shiny. I'll take that one. So, you know, it's what your preference is, and that's what I like, is that you've got different things for different folks, and it's... You've got to find where you're comfortable and what fits your needs and go with it.
Yeah,
so
where you're going to...
All sides of town.
Yes, they are all over.
So,
a lot of them have teamed up with online cannabis strain info sites.
Like Leafly.
Like Leafly and things like that, and are linking their products that they have so you can actually take a look on what would be good for your body type, the different levels of THC, CBDs, or the other cannabinoids. So if you're wanting to know more about that, those are always to check out because they all have websites.
Yeah.
Yes.
And once you become a medical cannabis cardholder, you actually get all the information.
Weed Maps has a really cool map, too. If you just type in your zip code in Weed Maps, they show up and down Tucson, where all the, well, up and down Arizona, but more locally to Tucson where they are. So pretty much any part of town, you can find one. Pretty sure.
And I like many of the dispensaries are very well-trained bud tenders.
Mm-hmm.
It's valuable for patients to find a bud tender that they like, that has the knowledge, that can benefit that patient. You know, when you're standing in front of a dispensary counter, you might have 50 strains to choose from.
Right.
How do you know which of those might work for you or which you should try? Well, a good bud tender, that's their job, is to help you focus amongst the 50 and say, look, this one, this one, this one. These might be ones that are valuable. You can smell them, you can look at them, and then make your choice. And I think that's what a good bud tender does. And so you should find a dispensary that has that bud tender that's well-educated and can help you navigate through that.
A little hand-holding.
Yeah. A little hand-holding, because it can be overwhelming to be in front of 50 strains, for sure.
Yeah, it sure can. Fun.
So many different
smells
and colors.
Fun, but a little
absolutely overwhelming.
It is really fun. I like that you brought that up.
Yeah, you got your little weed mess up there, too.
Yeah, it got crazy up in Phoenix.
Phoenix got crazy?
Woo!
Yeah. All right.
It's like a Circle K.
I was just going to say the delivery service, you know, those were banned in Tucson even before Prop 203 passed. So the dispensaries aren't able to do delivery here in town, which I think is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are many patients that are homebound or people that don't want to travel with it, which
right.
I certainly
or
understand.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Yeah, or they can't drive anymore. And
right.
We should, So people, local folks that are listening should contact their council person so that we can change that mm-hmm. provision. There are some caregivers that do delivery in our community, so you can find delivery if you need it, but
yeah.
overall the dispensaries aren't allowed to, and I think it's something that we should lobby for change.
Which
is really not fair to homebound.
No,
we're such a large retirement community.
Yeah, goes along with the cultivation too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. People
should be able to grow.
Totally should be able to cultivate.
Yeah. Juicing or their own
therapeutic.
Yeah,
if you want to juice leaves, you've got to mm-hmm. grow a large.
You know what you're growing. You know what's in your plant.
Yeah.
What isn't in your plant? You
right.
know,
growing can just provide a good sense of well-being to the
yes,
patient.
Something to look forward to.
Something to do. Something
yeah.
to look after.
It's a beautiful end product.
Very therapeutic, and it's no threat to the dispensaries to grow. It
right.
really isn't.
Really, come on, people.
Yeah.
And if you're threatened, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I'm immersed in it,
but I
can't even think of taking on growing.
Most people
just
no.
It's you have.
That's
yeah,
me. Yeah.
Those are babies, and
they need.
They require
babying.
They need babying, and I just don't have time to.
I heard
a dog.
Once marijuana grows anywhere, but to grow it well.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does.
And it's medicine, and you want good medicine.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, I'm not a good medicine maker.
We'll leave it to the,
we'll leave
the
it
good
to
growers.
Yeah. And the great dispensaries.
Well, John, thank you so much for
yes.
being here today. What an awesome show. Thank
and
you.
A great
thank
way.
You. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, we
great
always
morning.
Love having you. We'll have you back on not too long.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
You got lots of events coming up, so check out AZ
Paranormal. Yeah, this Saturday. Every second Saturday, get down to Ward 6, 3 to 4:20 p.m., 3202 East 1st Street. Go around the back. You might think it's locked. Just go around the back. You'll see some fellow cannabis lovers. And go get in on a meeting. It's really important to support this organization.
It's
that's
fun.
Changing the laws
it's
for
fun.
Us all. And it is fun. It is fun. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back there. Come on down. Get certified. $85 for your first-time certifications. Still the cheapest in town. $65 for a renewal. Get certified.
Get on
very
this deal
important.
Early. If you've got a couple months before it runs out, come
yeah.
in and get it now.
Come get it now.
If you think about it,
you
still have that.
Book online, too, mm-hmm. now. It's an awesome feature. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. It's been in our emails that we send out. Just get on down here.
Get on down.
Get on down here. Thank you so much. We're going to let this just repeat again, but we want to give our little thanks to everyone out there that makes this possible. John, thank you for being here. And Blog Talk Radio, we love having a dependable radio station. Growers House for all you cultivators of fine tomatoes. Get out there and cultivate. Accurate Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, azmarijuana.com, which is full of information, news, videos, local and worldwide, everything about cannabis. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center. If you just have questions, want some hand-holding, we'll do it. Come down. We'll teach you. We've got some awesome shows. New York Cannabis Alliance is coming on next week. And more to come. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
And now, participate! Alright, thank you guys. Happy Weed Day Wednesday.
Have a good day, everyone.
Have a good day.